So what's going on exactly with this infrastructure bill we've been hearing so much about? The $1 trillion bipartisan bill is expected to advance through the U.S. Senate this week. U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says the plan is to increase funding for railroads, among other things.
This is a meaningful and impactful down payment that arguably will have more impact in Connecticut than in almost any other state in the nation, given how reliant we are on the quality of our transportation network.
Murphy says the funding will boast jobs with new projects at the Coast Guard Academy. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act will provide $550 billion to the nation's public works system. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York says he aims to rush the bill through before the month-long recess starting next week.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region.
Coming up, should Connecticut residents prepare for another mask mandate? Governor Cuomo says masks are no big deal, and a new study on the health impacts of one Trump-era policy.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is extending a mandatory vaccination policy to include MTA workers. Karen DeWitt reports he's also urging nursing homes and schools to require mandatory vaccines for employees.
Under the new federal CDC guidelines about the spread of the more contagious Delta variant, indoor mask wearing is now recommended in several counties in New York. So far, though, few counties have imposed new mask mandates. Cuomo, who is vaccinated, says he has decided to resume wearing a mask in indoor settings if he's in a high-risk locality.
And the locality says, wear a mask. I'm going to wear a mask because I wore a mask for a year. It's not the biggest deal in the world. And I could get this Delta variant and I could spread the Delta variant. So better safe than sorry. I'm going to wear a mask.
But he says he does not believe that new mask mandates will be the answer to tamping down the spread of the Delta variant. He says the state needs to instead intensify its efforts to get more of its population vaccinated. The governor says nursing homes should impose mandatory vaccination policies for all of their employees, and schools should require teachers to get the vaccine before school starts next month.
School opens in 1 month. If you don't set a policy today, you're going to have chaos when school opens.
And Cuomo once again is urging bars and restaurants to consider allowing only vaccinated patrons to eat and drink at their establishments. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
The Connecticut Department of Public Health strongly recommends wearing masks in public, but Governor Ned Lamont is not ready to impose a statewide mandate. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Lamont says he prefers to leave it up to municipalities, businesses, and recreational venues to decide whether to have mask or vaccine requirements.
I like leaving it up to the venues right now. I like to go to places where I know people have been vaccinated. I like to go to stores where more people are indoors and wearing a mask. That's just who I am, and I think you're finding the world is headed that way for a little bit longer.
A number of Connecticut cities and towns have imposed mask wearing in local government buildings. As for a statewide mask mandate for K-12 schools, Lamont says he'll have a decision in a week. He says he'd like to have full in-person learning this fall. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has asked sports and entertainment venues to allow only vaccinated people to attend events. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
A Yale study says former President Trump's so-called Muslim ban had an unexpected effect on Muslim Americans' health. More on that after headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Here's the latest on coronavirus in our region. Nassau County on Long Island is considered to be at high risk due to its increase in cases of the contagious Delta variant. That's the highest warning issued by the CDC. It also considers Suffolk County and all Connecticut counties, except for Litchfield, to be at substantial risk. Most COVID-19 cases are in unvaccinated people and high-risk people with underlying conditions. A special counsel to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned as Cuomo faces a sexual harassment investigation by the state attorney general. Judith Mogul has served as special counsel to Cuomo since 2019. She handled a complaint from Charlotte Bennett, who accused Cuomo of sexual harassment. Cuomo faces several sexual misconduct allegations made by current and former staffers. He denies all allegations. An outbreak of red algae at the Cold Spring Harbor on Long Island is raising concerns about water quality. Researchers say this outbreak could harm shellfish near Huntington, but there's no evidence that's happened yet. They think failed septic systems have leaked excess nitrogen and now fuel the red tide. Red tides have also appeared before at Northport Harbor on the north shore of Long Island. Researchers say former President Trump's so-called Muslim ban had an unexpected effect on Muslim Americans' health. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports on new research from the Yale School of Public Health.
Trump banned citizens of some predominantly Muslim countries from traveling to the U.S. in 2017. The ban separated families and left people stranded in airports, and it may have led to more medical emergencies among Muslims already living in America. Professor Greg Gonsalves and his team looked at a hospital system in Minnesota. It serves a large Muslim population from Somalia, one of the countries on the list.
There is an increase in missed primary care appointments, right? Your regular visits to the doctor, an increase in emergency department visits among people from Muslim-majority countries living in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
That suggests people were avoiding the doctor until emergencies. And it goes along with studies showing more Muslim Americans are being diagnosed with stress-related conditions. Gonsalves says it shows how immigration policies, especially those motivated by fear, can have unintended consequences.
For all the terrible things about the Muslim ban, in and of itself, it also had downstream health effects that affected an entire city's population of Muslim Americans.
President Biden ended the ban on his first day in office, but Gonsalves says there still needs to be more studies into the health of immigrants in the U.S.
There's been a lot of Asian American discrimination over the past year around the coronavirus pandemic. I can probably hazard a guess that if we look to see if there's been an effect of the cumulative stress on these populations, we might find some impact there.
Gonsalves worked on the study with researchers from the Yale Schools of Medicine and Public Health and with hospitals across the country. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org.
And as always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.